Welcome to Queso Cafecito, the podcast where we talk all things culture over some nice cafecito. I'm Joel Cárdenas.
And I'm Yvette Cruz.
And thanks for joining us. And we're kicking off 2020 with talking about our workplace and necessarily about our emotions. So now that it's a new year, some of you guys may be looking to whether it is continue on with your job, or maybe some of you are looking for a new job. Our jobs, you could say, they get the best of us sometimes, and sometimes they get the worst of us. And a lot of times, you know, we spend so much time at our jobs that we probably spend more time in our jobs for some people than really at home to an extent. And we see everything from, you know, happiness to sadness to craziness at the workplace. And sometimes, you know, our personal lives get into our workplace, etc. But one thing that maybe we all see at the workplace at some point or another is emotion. And this display of emotion, now it could be obviously happiness, but a lot of times, and one that's kind of taboo since really for a long time, has been the idea of showing sadness and the idea of showing some sort of emotion that's sad or upset at the workplace. So I believe it was a few months ago, there was a study from Monster. They did a study and they said that 8 out of 10 people have cried at work. And so CNN wrote an article on this Monster study, and they jokingly said 8 out of 10 people have cried at work, which means the other two are either lying or wait to have their existential crisis in the parking lot. So kind of putting a little bit of humor in it, but also it does dive into a little bit more seriousness on how really emotion is still kind of, to an extent, it's still taboo at work. It's still kind of one of those things that you shouldn't cry at work, or you shouldn't do, you know, you shouldn't show any kind of sadness. I think happiness is one thing. I think for a lot of people, they probably, if they're happy, it's kind of a free game. Of course, you could show it at work, whether you got some good news or you got a promotion, etc. But when it comes to some sort of sadness, that's where it seems like it turns into either you just show it and you just don't care, or you try to hide it. And that's our conversation today, is about this idea that we still feel the taboo of showing emotion at work. So, let me also add in that in this poll, it said that 45% of respondents who admitted to crying said it was because of their bosses or coworkers. And only 19% said it was because of a personal issue. So the majority is because of something that their colleagues had happened. So there's some sort of issue at work that has happened. So Yvette, talking about kind of emotion, I think I'm just going to start with probably just the most basic question, which is, have you ever shown, I'm going to say sad emotion. Have you ever had a sad emotion where you felt like that you showed it in front of, you know, maybe not in front of your colleagues, I should take that back, but have had it at work?
Well, what do you mean? Like, have I ever been sad at work, or like,
have you ever been so sad that you've cried at work?
Okay. No. But I do think emotion is different for every single person and how every person either expresses it or suppresses it. So I think it just depends on the individual. I'm not saying I'm not an emotional person. I think I am pretty emotional. I just am very guarded, I guess. And so I will do what I have to do to not show emotion. That's just how I myself have programmed myself into thinking my whole entire life. So I have been sad at work. Sure. I like things have happened here and there, and or just like things outside of work are happening. I'm also just the kind of person who, I sometimes get emotional watching a movie or reading a story. Sometimes, whether it's a sad story or it's like an uplifting story, there's a lot of things going on in the world and in our country. And sometimes I'm reading it all day at work. And so, yeah, sometimes I do get a little sad and maybe I tear up. Like I do, I'll be sitting there and all of a sudden I'll be like, whoa, what are these things in my eyes? But I will suppress it. I'll hold it back because it's just who I am personally. I don't want to let it out like that, I guess, especially for some of the reasons that I have. Sometimes I really am just reading something at my desk and all of a sudden my eyes water up and it's just because of what I'm reading. But I like I said, I suppress it. So you're not going to walk by and see me like crying. But it's different for every person. Some people are okay with their emotions, and so they express them more. And it just depends on what's happening. I think sometimes it's also about one, what's happening at work and what's happening outside of work. Sometimes what's happening outside of work is so powerful that it will hit you at work, and sometimes it will do the same, but the type of person can hide those emotions more. Like, honestly, I think it's different for everybody, but I can say that in my personal experience, no, I have never cried at work, but I have wanted to. Sure. I'll leave it at that. What about you?
I've cried out of sadness at work, but not because of something. I've cried at work because somebody was leaving. So I will say that. because I had gotten to know that person very well, and I'm just sad the idea of just of that person leaving, and that person did leave, but this was in college. I know I've been sad here where I've been to tears kind of here, but never just because I felt something bad from my peers or even my bosses. I've never had that. It's always been, I guess if this sounds weird to say, it's almost like a happy sadness. Like you're happy for the person. Like I was happy that a friend of mine was leaving. He was going to the University of Utah and he was leaving Weber State, but we worked together as well. And so I was sad. And so I didn't care about opening up, and I was crying, and he teared up actually also as well, because we're all like kind of going around giving like little speeches about him and like how we're going to miss him, etc. But I am one of those people who don't care. Like I think just for me, showing emotion, I'll put it like this. So probably my biggest strength is the fact that I feel like I do show emotion and I do show care. But it's also part of probably my biggest weakness is that I do show emotion and I can be at times a little over emotional. I've tried over the years to balance it out at work. When I worked at Yahoo, I tried to be like very, okay, I felt like I hit the big time, quote unquote. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to not show that much emotion. I mean, of course, I'll be happy and stuff like that, but I'm not going to, if I do get, you know, upset or if I'm sad about something, I'm going to try not to show it. And I didn't like it. And I regret doing it. Now, looking back at it, I regret kind of being, I felt like I was a robot. I felt like I wasn't being me. And so looking back at it, it was a huge mistake because that wasn't who I am. That could be other people. That's fine. But that's not who I am. Even here, working now here, that's who I am. I sometimes really happy. Sometimes I get really down. Sometimes I get frustrated. And if by some chance I get so frustrated that I'm going to show some sort of emotion or that I'm going to tear up, I don't care who sees it. Like this is, I'm comfortable now in my own skin. Maybe, you know, 10 years ago, probably not. But now I reached the point where it's like, this is the best of me. This is the best of what I'm going to get. And for some people, you know, maybe they feel that way. Some others don't. Some may be just in the middle or they're not sure. Because I think going back to that idea of that it's taboo, for some people, not a lot of people, but for some people, they see it as weak. They see it as if you're crying because of, let's say you got frustrated or your boss made you frustrated, or let's say, I mean, there was even in this study, they were talking about bullying in the workplace does happen. Like that's not something that people think like, yes, it does happen. And not just in movies or whatever, that the workplace is still bullying. But the study said that 15% of people in this study cried because of the work, you know, load and just they're burnt out. And so they're just crying because they just can't take it anymore. And then 13% said they were upset over workplace bullying. I guess I'm trying to figure out still the taboo-ness of the, you know, if you cry, you're weak at work. I guess I'm just still trying to figure that out.
I'm trying to figure out what they mean by cry, because there's a lot of different types of crying. So, you know, you can tear up. That's like what is it like? If you tear up, does that count as crying, or does the tear have to fall, or like does it have to be more like if one tear falls, that's not crying, but like let's say several tears fall, and that's crying. Like, and there's also different, like, you know, there's a crying that has a lot more emotion to it. Like, I'm trying to figure out what, because I have seen people cry at work. Most of the time out of joy, but other times just because they're like just moved by something, and other times a couple times because they were sad about something. So I have seen it, but there's different levels. And so I'm also wondering, like the study, like how it's saying like the 19% of respondents who had cried said that it was that personal non-work related issues were the reason for the teardrops on their keyboards. Like, I know that the article itself is kind of sort of poking fun, but also talking about this issue. But like, are these people who are like sobbing or, you know, crying and like, you know, you'd like sniffles, like, and are some more accepted than others? Like, if you saw someone tear up, I would be like, okay, that's fine. Like, I mean, I wouldn't think much of it. But if someone is sobbing uncontrollably, I have to admit that to me, the reason has to be pretty big for you to be sobbing uncontrollably in the workplace when you are, there's like an expectation of professionalism.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, because for everybody in general, why is it taboo? Like, oh, they're sobbing uncontrollably in the workplace. Wouldn't we do the same thing if they're on a bus bench? Like, shouldn't we check on them if they're on the bus bench? Mm-hmm. Even if they're in the same building, let's say we don't know them, we don't work with them, they're not one of our teammates, but they're in the same building as us, and we see somebody crying. shouldn't we give them the same courtesy? Like, part of me asks that, you know? I'm not sure if there's a right or wrong answer, but I think about that. I'm trying to think about why is the taboo still there?
Well, if you were crying, do you want someone you don't know to come up to you while you're at work? Like, if you were crying at work, let's say whatever type of crying, and someone you don't know comes up to you, do you want that or not? Or do you want to be left alone while you're crying?
I think it depends on why am I emotional. If it's something like I just heard some bad news, major bad news that somebody else had been hurt or God forbid something like that, then maybe. But if it's something that, like, I'm just upset because of something with a coworker or something like that, probably not. But I think it just depends on
what's making. But then how is that person? There's also that, like, how do you know, as someone who doesn't know the person, know whether to approach her?
Right.
Or obviously, like, I'm not being serious, but, like, you put up a sign that says, I do not disturb, or, like, yes, come talk to me. I think the focus of this study more is people crying at work for reasons related to work. Like you said, workplace bullying and workloads and problems with upper management or just anyone you work with. But then there's also the other side, because I personally think that some of that other stuff should be better managed. I just think that stuff, if it's work related, it should be better managed. But also, everyone's job is different, and so I know some workloads are very, very tough, or some people are just very, very awful. So I get that. I do think that if it's something related to outside of work, I honestly think there's, like, no way to control that. Like, if something happens outside of work, like related to your personal life, related to a loved one, or just something awful, like, outside. Yeah. Also, I think it's different depending on where you work and the expectation of, like, the people you work with, because some places are very open. There's no taboo. People are very emotional and it's fine and nobody says anything and people comfort each other or people don't apologize for their emotions. I think it does depend on your workplace. There are other places where, it's a very big taboo. I think especially, I don't want to generalize, but maybe especially, I'm trying to think, like, places that would be anti-emotion. I'm thinking... Well, I think it also depends on the people too, because I'm thinking it an environment that maybe is anti emotion is probably like a very corporate type of job, like an office type of
office job.
Yeah, like I'm thinking. I'm trying to think. But then, again, it depends on the people, because if the people there are accepting, like if the people you work with are accepting of your emotions, I think that helps you open up more. And then it goes back and forth. If the people you work with are not accepting of emotion, that's when it's taboo. And that's when you feel kind of either guilty or you feel afraid to show emotion because everybody around you is like, don't do it. You know?
Yeah.
So I think maybe some jobs
lend themselves more to emotion than others. I think if you work at a hospital, if you work as a nurse, if you work as a doctor, that lends itself to more emotions for obvious reasons than, let's say, if you were to work for the IRS.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying that's the most boring job, nor I'm sure the IRS has its thrills, but it's the appearance is that it's very kind of 9-to-5, punch in, punch out, stay in your computer and do your thing. Whereas obviously in the hospital, you're moving, even if you're a nurse or if you're a physician's assistant, you're constantly moving and things happening are at the hospital. You see other people emotional, especially if you work in the ER. Like there's a bunch of emotion there. So that kind of, at least in my opinion, at least from what I at least think, I could be wrong, it kind of lends itself more to emotion. So maybe it's more acceptable there if you see something that's really sad or maybe something really happy, you know, then.
But I'm also thinking about like the public factor. Like obviously people have emotions and people will express them, but some people may do so more privately. So let's say like at a hospital, for example. Yeah, I'm sure that there is a lot of emotion that goes on there. Sometimes people express it. Sometimes people probably suppress it. But have you ever seen a doctor cry? Like have you, you know, like I'm not saying they don't cry, but then I guess the question is also if it's in public or not. If it's in public, like would they, like while the people that they are delivering the like sad news to, are crying, would they also cry? And I get maybe it goes back to the individual, you know, because I don't think you can tell someone how to feel and how to show their emotions or how to not show emotions. I think it has to come from within. But yeah, I think some environments are more welcoming of emotion, but I think it depends on the person.
I guess for me, what I'm trying to still figure out is, I mean, I guess now in 2020, everybody's still trying to be quote unquote woke, whatever you want to call the term. And there's some people, it's like, no, you know, by all means, you could show any kind of emotion. I think we'd be lying if we said that that's throughout the board. It's not throughout the board. Like, there's still some things that, you know, some people maybe never will be seen as just okay anymore. And I think crying, in my opinion, I hate to say it, but I think crying will always be one of them. That's, it's never going to be 100% like, oh, okay, everybody's going to be accepting. I wish that were the case, but I think there's still going to be those few people that will say, well, it's not professional to do that. Even if you are upset about something, let's say your boss, you got upset about your boss and you know, you want to, you feel like the tears are coming down because you've either feel like you've let that person down or you've let yourself down. There's still always going to be that taboo of like, okay, but you can't show that you're being weak. You have to show that, you know, you can take any kind of criticism and maybe they show it privately. But this notion that people, that some people might think that like, oh no, we should allow, people should express themselves the way they want to. They should, but I don't think that's necessarily always going to be across the board. And I think even if jokingly CNN had said, you know, those other people cried in the parking lot or whatever they said, they say it's, they're saying it as a joke. But, you know, I think part of the joke is as well because it's not seen as acceptable. It's seen as like, no, you can't. And so they're just running away to show this emotion. I did want to ask you, for you, like, whenever you've seen other people cry or other people kind of upset, I think you kind of answered it. You said you usually won't. Is that correct? You won't approach them if you see somebody that's at their desk or somebody kind of breaking down a little bit, even if it's just like a little tears.
Well, I think it also depends on if I know them or not.
Yeah.
If I don't know them, I think you have to assess the situation. I don't think I ever have. I also haven't, like, usually the people that I have seen crying openly and like toward me or toward other people. And so it's not like, you know, it's this moment where you have to decide, should I ask them if they're okay or not? But I think you have to assess the situation. If the person is like kind of hiding their tears, then no, I'm not going to approach them because maybe they are trying to suppress them. And I'm not sure, I'm not going to put them on blast and make them, you know, you don't know how you approaching them will make the situation better or worse. And so if I can tell that they're kind of hiding it, I'm not going to ask them if they're okay. I'm going to assume they're not and that they want to be left alone. Mm-hmm. I also think that, like, if it's someone that I'm talking to and I can see them tearing up and I don't understand, like, if I know why they're crying, I'm going to let them do that. I'm going to let them have that emotion. I'm not going to make them say it if I know. Sometimes, you know, because you know what was just announced or what just happened or something. But if I don't know, like, if I'm talking to someone and all of a sudden they start tearing up and that has nothing to do with what you're talking about, then yeah, to me, that's a sign and I would approach them and ask. So I think it just depends on the situation and the environment too. Yeah, because and right now I can only think of like our work environment. So the way that we're set up is like, you know, everyone has their little desk and like kind of their little area. Mm. It's easy to kind of like look down. It's also easy to step out. If someone steps out and then comes back and their eyes are red and maybe they are like, you know, their eyes seem a little teary, but like, and they've been gone for a few minutes. And I think it just depends on what leads up to it. Mm. Because I kind of think like if it were me, like a lot of it has to do with because of how I think. If I am emotional, I don't necessarily want to be put on the spot. Like if I'm emotional, I'm usually hiding it and that's just who I am. And I don't want to. And if someone asks, I will probably lie. That's just it. I'm not going to, like if I'm suppressing that emotion and someone can kind of tell that I am and then asks me if I'm okay, I'm going to say, yeah. And or if they ask me what's wrong, I'm going to make something up maybe, or I'm going to like answer and then be very kind of like short, basically like I don't want to keep talking about this. And it's not like, it's not because I'm angry with them. I get their intention, but it's not what I personally want or need. So, and it could be different in another situation where I'm around someone who I feel like less guarded around, or someone who I would allow myself to be vulnerable with. Like, it just depends on the situation. But for me, I don't want to be approached. And I think sometimes some people do, and I think that's fine. But yeah, then you kind of also have to figure out who is a me and who is someone who wants to be approached. And so I think it just depends. But yeah. Would you approach somebody?
I probably would, just because I am somebody who, I'm frankly somebody who just doesn't care what other people necessarily, other than like, you know, a certain few friends and a few family members, I don't really care what people think about me. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it just to try to be cool, quote unquote, whatever. I've just grown up like that. And I think I just reached the point with a lot of things in my personal life where I just don't care anymore. I just don't care in the sense of like, I don't care how I'm looked at. Not anymore.
But do you not like, do you care if someone's going to judge you for crying or not? But like, do you want to be approached if you are crying?
It doesn't matter really anymore. If they do, that's fine. And if they don't, then that's fine. Okay. Because I know that this is a me issue. And if somebody wants to try to help, maybe they can help. But I'm not going to, in the past, I would just kind of be like, nah, it's whatever. But now I'm just like, yeah, this is what's going on. I'm just going to lay it out there. I'm not expecting that person to solve it. If they want to hear, that's great. Or if they're just going to be like, oh, well, I'm sorry. And then you just walk away. hey, they just walked away, then that's fine. Because at the end, they probably can't help me anyway. Mm-hmm. But I do appreciate, I will say this, I do appreciate at least that person coming over and saying, hey, are you okay? Like, but that's just me. But some people don't. Some people would be like, just mind your business. And that's, you know, to each his own. But to me, it really depends on the person. It depends on how they feel about showing emotion. Some want to, some not. There's not a right or wrong. Like, it's just the way people, it's just the way how you want to, not even necessarily be perceived. It's just the way how you feel. And if you feel like that's something that you want to do, you could be comfortable completely on your own skin and not want to show, you know, that you're, you know, hurt or not, and that's fine. Like, that's there's nothing wrong with that. I guess what upsets me the most about kind of this idea of like being upset at the workplace because of the stress level and things like that is just the fact that like we can't show emotion, or some people think that, oh, I can't show emotion, I have to stay guarded. I think for me, this is just my personal opinion. I think for me, that's unfortunate. I think that's something, there's nothing wrong with going home and showing your frustration there. But if you feel like you're on the brink of, you know, you just want to just even just sit back and just kind of, or sit up front and tear up at your desk. Personally, for me, like that's, if you need to do that, then you need to do that. But I guess that's what frustrates me, is that there are some people who feel like they can't do that because they're going to be the perception of weakness. That's the biggest thing, I think, out of all of this, as far as this conversation. That's the one thing that I feel more, you know, sad about, is that perception of weakness. I wish that would go away. Do I think it's going to go away? Probably not. It's like almost like saying, is bullying ever really going to go away? I think we're more aware of the bullying, and not just in the workplace, but anywhere, like kids, etc. But is it ever really going to go away? Like, no, it's not. Like, we could help stop it, but it's not going to go away. I think even if we all became quote unquote woke and decided, you know what, you are who you are. If you want to express yourself, great. If you don't, then that's fine. I think that taboo of still, I'm crying here because I'm frustrated with my coworkers or my boss, but I can't show it. I think that's still going to be there, and it shouldn't be, because some of us shouldn't judge others, those who are still doing that. Because there are some people who do judge others and said, oh, did you see so-and-so? You know, she just got out of or he got out of a meeting with so-and-so and he was tearing up or she was tearing up. That's not needed. Let them be who they are. There's no need to be gossiping about that. There's no need to even be perceiving like, oh, I think that's just wrong.
Yeah, and I think it also depends on the situation, because I don't think crying all the time shows weakness. I think sometimes it shows a lack of professionalism. So I think it depends. And again, it depends on the situation, because if it's an emotional, if it's like, for example, if you wrote a story and it didn't get enough page views and you started crying because of that, like in front of everybody, to me, it shows a lack of professionalism, depending on the situation. Like, obviously, if something terrible happened to you, or if you're frustrated, or if you just got out of a very, very heated meeting and your reaction is to cry, that to me is something different. But I think it's the same thing as like professionalism, like what someone wears to work, like when we talk about harassment or like the certain jokes that people make. Like, I think sometimes some things are for the workplace and some things aren't. And I'm not saying I don't think crying is acceptable in the workplace, but I'm a type of person that like there kind of has to be a reason behind it. And I think it just kind of depends. But at the same time, and this is like me counteracting what I'm about to say, to me is, it's also emotion. And so you can't really control someone's emotion. So I can't, like, for me, it may, like, some days I, like I said, I read a story and I'm like, wow, like I'm tearing up, or I just think of something and I'm already tearing up in my mind, or like, you know, actually tearing up. And so that clearly shows that certain things are triggers for me. But then I guess certain things are triggers for other people. So at the same time, I can't judge that. I think it just depends on the person. I also don't like, if I saw someone cry, I mean, I have seen people cry, I'm not going to be like, wow, that was so, I'm not going to go gossip about it. I'm not going to say that was so unprofessional of so-and-so. I would just see it as like, maybe that's something I wouldn't do, but also maybe there are things that I would do that people wouldn't do. So it just kind of goes back and forth. And I guess really it's just kind of like, if you feel something, feel it. I can't judge you for feeling something. Like, I don't want to be judged for feeling something, or not feeling something. It's just kind of back and forth, and it just kind of depends. And again, it depends on your environment, on your workplace environment. Some places are open to it and welcoming, and some people are, and then it's not. But I do think that if your job, like what you do, this is kind of like unrelated, but sort of related, if your job and what you do and who you have to deal with every day make you emotional and make you negative, or give you negative emotions and make you want to cry, then that's not the place for you. One thing I do want to say, though, is that I think there is a double standard when it comes to crying, when it comes to men and women. I don't think this is the case in every situation, but I think for some people that, yeah, it may, you see a woman crying at work for whatever reason, and it may not hit you. It may kind of just brush past you. She's crying. Okay, whatever. For whatever reason. And then if you see a man crying, it might be like, whoa, why is he crying? Why, you know, what's going on? Or like, he shouldn't do that. I don't know. I think, but I definitely think that there, in some cases, there can be a double standard where it might be okay for a woman to cry, but it's not okay for a man to cry.
I agree. No, I think so. And I think that's where, you know, maybe I should have been probably more clear when I said about the weakness part. I think thinking it as a guy, yeah, I think if a guy cries, some people are probably going to see him as weak. Whereas if they see a woman crying, let's say it was a meeting with their bosses. If a guy comes out of a meeting with his boss and he's crying, not everybody, but I could see some people saying, oh, well, what's wrong with him? He couldn't handle the heat, blah, 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 etc. But if a woman gets out of that meeting with the same boss and she's crying, they might say the same thing, but it's almost kind of more, oh, I get it. Or it's kind of like, I could see that. Not saying it's right, but you know what I mean?
Right. And that's true. Maybe it just goes back to the person judging the people judging, because yes, I can see that scenario play out. But I also do know for a fact that some women will not cry because it's almost expected in some cases, and they don't want to be seen as the, and this is because of these gender stereotypes that we have, that only women cry and men can't cry, and if men cry then they are women and that makes them weak and whatever. So I know for sure for some women it's also about making sure that you don't in a way you don't show that emotion because you're here to work and you're here to prove something or I don't know, but it's you do that because again, for some men, they won't cry because, yeah, maybe they'll see it a certain way, so they'll suppress. But then the woman feels like she has to do the same thing because we want to be equals. And so it's kind of a tricky thing because I think it depends on the individual. I've seen men cry and I think it's fine. I've seen women cry and I think it's fine. But I've also seen people in general cry for certain reasons that I maybe don't relate to and wouldn't cry for, I think. And so it's not about them being male or female. It's just kind of like about the reason, but that's because of like my own emotions or whatever. But again, not everybody's going to cry about the same thing, or not cry about the same thing. But there's definitely that double standard.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate that the tag of like seeing as that it's, especially when you said the part about men cry, then it's seen as, you know, is that seen as weak, and we associate that with emotional kind of crying. You know, some people see it, you know, attached to, well, that might be more similar to a woman. So if a man cries, is that saying that he's a woman and that he's weak? Like, it's unfortunate. I still think if you want to cry, yeah, cry, yeah. Cry if you want to. And like you said, it is situational. I just feel it's unfortunate that like we almost feel like it's acceptable for a woman to cry. It's acceptable for anybody to cry. Not
yeah,
just
we're
women,
all human.
You know?
But also, but I think, yeah, like we're all human. We all have emotions. We just express them differently. Some men are just criers. Like, and they'll tell you, they say, I cry at the drop of a hat. Like some men are just criers and some women are not. And vice versa. Some women are criers and some men are not. And so it's, I also don't want to see it be portrayed as like a trait of one gender or non-gender over another. All right, well, that was our episode for today. Thank you for listening. If you haven't already, feel free to subscribe to the podcast, tell your friends about it. You can follow us on social media. We're at KSL Cafecito on Twitter, KSL Cafecito on Facebook. I'm at Evie Cruz.
And I'm at Joel Caranas.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.